It came as a shock because, like, suddenly overnight, we had to think about, okay, what's going to happen to my kid now that there's no student care?
Our immediate concern and priority was to make sure that care for the children is not disrupted, so that we also don't disrupt the parents and their care arrangements. So to this end, we first actually worked with the 8 schools. And these 8 schools are the schools that are supposed to be served by LPLC to deploy manpower in order to make sure that there is at least school staff on site and to keep that care going along the way. We are reviewing our processes for the selection of service providers as well as for the monitoring of these service providers. We monitor them for their quality of service provided to the schools, but we are working through whether or not there are other warning signals and warning systems that we can put in place for us to suss out some of these other areas that will impact the service delivery. Will it be more stringent, or will there be other criteria that we put in? These are things that we are discussing at the moment, and it's something that we discuss across with other agencies as well.
We are not a student care operator, but in the absence of a student care centre, we are stepping in to really continue the after-school care for our children and support the parents. In terms of numbers, you'll find that for our centre, in our school, we need about 10 personnel, right? 10 personnel every single day. And when I think about it, we have about 90 teachers, right? 90 teachers. You can actually form 9 teams. So if you look at it, I think the workload is really manageable. Okay, it's manageable because you'll find that one team will only need to be activated once in 2 weeks. Yeah? And we hope that we'll be inching towards the appointment of a new operator by then.